This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
Haven't you ever been told not to bring fish to work because of the way it stinks?
You bring tuna too.
When's the last time I brought tuna?
You bring your tuna in a bag.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do.
That's chicken.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is my face that cares.
Is the eyebrow going up? Yeah, there it is. So you're dieting. You're fasting all last week.
I fasted 6 days out of my week last week, and it went really well.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but I'm going to eat this week. I'm going to like jump up my protein and just, you know, kind of get back into that. And then next week I will fast again, and then
And we'll see where you're at. If we don't notice any difference, what you've been telling everybody is bullshit.
Except for I can notice the difference. So you guys can't tell, well, you're not looking at me hard enough, because I was even in the mirror today and I can tell that I'm losing inches. Stop staring at me.
That's me looking at you pretty hard. I was just trying to see if I noticed anything different.
From my chin up. It's super noticeable around my nose line.
I'm just waiting to see the end result of all this, because then maybe I'll give it a shot.
Fasting?
Yeah.
No, please God, don't fast.
Yeah.
You... Such a wonderful person, and it is amplified.
I would have to go to see the doctor first.
Yeah.
Before I fasted. Because I think I have blood sugar issues.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get super cranky if I am hungry.
That, and you just don't function well.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have food in your system, like, your brain power is definitely not what it is when you're eating.
I think my brain has, like, a direct line to my stomach. And, like, when the stomach's empty, my brain... Like, you know, it just doesn't churn like it should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's weird. But I may have an issue. I have no idea.
I don't know if you do, but it would make sense if there was something going on.
My fear of going to the doctor would be like...
That they do find something.
Yeah.
You know? I get it. Totally.
Like liver cancer or something, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
That's my fear.
Think about worst case scenario.
I know. Well, duh. Where do you think my mind goes?
Not like manageable diabetes or something. It's liver cancer! I barely made it in.
Yeah. That's my fear with going to the doctor, you know? So he'd like grab my nuts and be like, nut cancer! There'd be something there.
So aggressive.
Yeah, it is.
Turn your head and cough and you have 4 seconds to live.
You're glad you're still standing. You'd just be happy.
My mind always goes to worst case scenario.
Yeah.
You know? But I gotta find a doctor. You know, the last doctor I went to, it wasn't that long ago. I was living in Seattle, so it was like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I think. It ended up being like a female doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get in and get my physical, and the first available was a female.
Oh.
Oh, it was freaking weird.
Did she tell you to drop your pants?
No, I had, yeah.
Yeah.
No, she did. You know, and just feeling my nuts and stuff like that. And it was just weird. You know, you know, in my mind, I have all this stuff running through my head, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, what if I get turned on, right, with this female doctor? like grabbing my nuts. Yeah. No, what am I gonna turn on, right?
Oh, that's funny.
That'd be weird, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would think so.
So in my head, you know, I have it planned out. Well, first I fluffed before, you know, for dropping trowel. You know, right? And then she's doing the thing, and I've been thinking in my head, I'm like, I'm gonna have to be like thinking about like
baseball. Grandpa.
You know, sitting in the stands at Safeco Field.
Sumo like, wrestling.
Yeah. Fat men, sumo wrestling. Stinky fat men with cheese under their rolls, sumo wrestling. But no, it's just like in the moment, it just I never had to deal with that.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad.
It was worrisome. Like, my mind automatically goes to worst case scenario. Because how awkward would that be for a female doctor for that to happen?
That would be really uncomfortable.
What would that you've been in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
You've examined buttholes more than anything else because it was gynecology.
I worked at a gastrointestinal office.
Yeah. So you said earlier off air that you've seen a lot of buttholes.
I have. I have helped doctors perform colonoscopies. Yes.
Well, how did we get on that one, though? They were looking at a butthole. Oh, but when I was...
The pill.
Yeah, the pill up the booty.
For your hemorrhoid.
For the hemorrhoid, yes. Yeah.
You said it was like this long.
Yeah, it was like
and
a little torpedo.
This long, I mean like 4 inches.
Yeah, it was a little torpedo, man. That's what they prescribed. And my wife would be the one that would shove that thing up there.
Yep. She's a good wife.
And you're like, that's love right there.
It is. Because I wouldn't do that. I would have to really love somebody to do
but
that.
But what I'm saying is you've been in that field, right?
Yeah.
You've been in the medical field. If that was you and that were to happen in front of you, what would be the procedure? You'd have to step out of the room, right?
Yeah, you would just step out of the room. Nowadays, because everybody's so darned Sue happy, you have an extra person in the room. So say that you went to the doctor this day and age, like today. Tomorrow you went to the doctor, your doctor's a female, you're getting a physical. She would bring somebody else in to do that exam. Like, there would be two people in the room.
I'm trying to remember if there had to have been another person in the
room.
It's
very possible. I would be shocked if there wasn't. But generally, that's what would happen.
Okay.
And if that were to happen, that you found yourself aroused from the procedure, she would excuse herself.
So, okay.
Or she would make a remark. If she was a good doctor, she would just laugh it off and make a joke.
That's all you got.
Or pull out some Funyuns and do a ring toss.
Yeah, right.
I'd be like, oh, I'm equally unimpressed.
Right back down. Just takes one comment.
Oh, that's definitely not what I expected. Well, your poor wife.
Oh, man. Man.
That's what I would do. And well, then okay, I'd get fired.
What about
I'm
a massage therapist, though? Like, they have to step out, right?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I've gotten a massage like once in my life.
Well, you also don't have a wiener.
You'd never know if it was me.
What I'm saying is if a dude is getting massaged, which is a little more erotic than dropping trowel and her just, you know, feeling around your nuts.
Yeah.
What does a massage therapist do?
Oh,
we know what the sketchy ones do.
Right.
But what does a legitimate massage therapist do?
It would be hilarious if they took a glass of ice water and poured it on your groin.
Like, right. Hell.
Yeah, just,
yeah, how's that now?
No!
you didn't read the fine print? Sorry.
Yeah.
That's what we do
it's
when that happens
says.
Around here.
I don't know. I would assume that they just remove themselves. Like, let you calm down, and then they come back and just don't touch that area again. You know, like the thigh.
God, it's got to be just a weird profession, the massage therapy.
I would feel like that's a little uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't know.
Gotta get like a massage therapist on, like uncensored, unfiltered, stay anonymous, and or even if it's like a prior profession,
yeah,
just like what you've seen,
tales from the massage parlor.
Because my wife used to work at it wasn't just a massage; they did like nails, they did everything.
It was like a full service salon.
And I remember going out with them, you know, after work, like on a Friday night, and just picking her brain because that's just the way my mind works. And the dirtier, the better. And some of the stuff she told me,
that doesn't surprise me. None of that surprises me.
What's on
me.
Sheets sometimes, and you know, it's just But I mean, when you're naked
in a lot of places,
laying on a bed, and especially if you're a dude that doesn't have a female in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got this female rubbing you on your inner thigh and just all over your body.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to get excited,
I mean, I get it.
I think.
I'm single and a chick, and I get it. also disgusting, though. Like, why? Why would you let yourself go that far?
There's also nothing on your body that...
No, like I said, you'd never know. As a girl, you would never know.
Yeah, you never would never know.
But, I mean, I get it. I just don't know how you would allow yourself to get to that point.
You sometimes there's just no shutting it off, Cheyenne, depending on...
I'm not a dude. I wouldn't know.
I know. It's not like it starts to go up and you, like, turn
no!
the... You turn the handle back down and lower it back. You can't do that. You can't do that. It's just like once it goes, it's like, oh fuck, here we go.
Is this happening?
What is gonna happen?
This is happening.
There's gonna be pitching a tent. She's gonna notice here in just a moment. So how am I gonna handle this?
Have you heard of hoisting the flag, Gunner?
I have not heard of hoisting the
flag. You just put it in your waistband. It's called hoisting the flag.
Yeah, but if you're naked on a massage table.
Hoist the blanket? I don't know.
No, you have no way of strapping it down.
Yeah, you're right.
If you're on your back.
This podcast took a really dark turn.
If you're on, what are you, learning stuff? Or this is somehow it just.
It's kinda, so weird.
It's just. This is an anatomy
this
you don't
reality.
Have attached to your. But this is what men deal with, Cheyenne. This is what. This is maybe why Caitlyn Jenner went the way she did. She's tired of hoisting the flag.
Interesting. Does it bend that way? You can put it up into your waistband.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
You ever seen that?
No, I've never seen that ever. Why do you think I'm so impressed?
Well, you've dated dudes before. You never like walking out of dinner, like getting ready to head home, and he's. Turned on, he didn't ever expose that to you?
I feel really like that I haven't done my job as a female
If you ever turned a dude on. When it wasn't time, he's got pants on, and I feel like you'll see it in his pants. So a guy will turn around when you're not looking, and if he's quick enough, hand down.
Yeah.
And one foul swoop right up into the waistband.
Straight to the belly button.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't say that I've ever.
You'll notice now.
I feel really bad about myself. I don't know if I've ever put anybody in that position before.
You shouldn't say you've never done it. You just have never noticed the dude turn around and do, like a dude that's experienced at it.
Yeah.
Will just hand down the pants real quick. It's just like right up into the waistband.
I don't know.
And if you ever question it, just try and lift your shirt up, and you'll see the head above the belt. Oh my god!
That was such a big story. I can see.
Just be like, come here, let me lift your shirt.
I don't even need to see it. I can see it in my brain. No. What that would look like. Just like a little worm poking up out of the soil.
That's right. Well, you hope you can see it. If you're right with the right guy, you hope you can see it. Oh, man.
Oh, it's hurting my stomach. Oh man!
Oh, we gotta do. We were talking on Friday.
Speaking of dates,
so when you went on a date on this guy, who unbusy the lines? Did you just unbusy the lines?
There is a assistant producer in the other room.
Cheyenne's kids. I looked at the phone screen. The lines just all went unbusy.
Stop touching!
He's pushing buttons.
Get down. Go watch your movie. I will get you water in a minute. This is my life.
Yeah.
This is my life.
Well, the nanny is...
She's in Denver.
Yeah, taking care of some issues with family and stuff. He's pushing
God bless her.
Over there. At least there's no button to take the station off the air over there.
Right. Or like an emergency system test button over there.
Yeah, it's good.
This is a test of the emergency system. No, it's just Easton.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So on Friday... we were talking about a guy that you met on Tinder that you've had in your phone. You texted
for months.
For months.
Yeah.
You guys texted at the end of September and nothing since. And then we gave you some pointers on what to text him with.
Yes.
Us being dudes. If we got a text from a female that said this, you know, he said like a joke, right? Uh-huh. And what did you end up texting him with?
None of what you gave me, okay. Either one of you. Mm. All I said was, hey, handsome, with a smiley face.
See, I feel like I would see that coming at him, in at me on a Friday night. Uh-huh. Is like, you're just wanting to hook up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's definitely not what happened. I can tell you that. Like, he did end up messaging me back. What was interesting is that he didn't for, like, a long time.
Mm-hmm.
No. I digress. He texted me back. We texted a couple of times, like, had a short conversation. And then finally I was like, hey, do you, like, want to go get coffee or lunch next week? And I heard nothing. Like, it was radio silence. And then I went to text you, Gunner, and I was like, oh, shocker. He didn't text. And as soon as I got to, he didn't text. He texted me. And he was like, hey, I'm really sorry. Like, I'm not a big texter. He's like, I am huge on like phone calls and FaceTiming people. I'm not super into text. So like, I'll open it and then I'll just close it and not text people back. And I was like, okay, like I get that.
Yeah.
I do the same thing. Cool. And he was like, but yeah, no, totally. Let's go do something this week. And I was like, woo!
What do you got planned?
I don't know.
Nothing yet?
Because I have yet to call him.
You got to FaceTime him.
Because I'm terrified.
FaceTime him right now.
No!
Let's FaceTime right now.
No!
Come on.
No, absolutely. Because now I'm like, no, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Is that why you got anxiety? Is just worried about this guy or no?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think when I get down to it, because I texted you yesterday, that like, I feel like, and this is how I felt all weekend, like, I just feel like I'm going to throw up everything. I'm really not eating well, which is why fasting is so easy for me.
Yeah.
But I think so. I'm just so nervous about not being good enough.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Yeah, but you say that, but I also come from a very abusive past relationship, and I have a history of, quote, not being good enough for whatever reason.
Maybe it's the anxiety of having to FaceTime him, because the last guy that you're talking to is all text. Like you guys are going to go on a date,
yeah.
And you hadn't even heard his voice yet. He kind of showed up at your door like this.
True. Very true.
You know?
Yes.
So now you got this guy
who's like ready to FaceTime and text.
FaceTime, yeah.
It just makes me nervous. I'm really nervous.
You know who the only people that are down to FaceTime like that are really good looking people.
I know,
that
right?
That are good looking in any situation that will answer it, you know, with the FaceTime.
Well,
and he just
me.
Wants to see your face at all times and he'll see the real person. If he FaceTimes
you. Lucky him.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. Like, he's a very, like, he's a different caliber of person that I'm used to being, like, dating. He's very successful in what he's done, and that makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm not, because I do think that for my age, I am pretty successful, but, you know, he's got his own success in these things. I'm just really nervous. I'm very nervous.
It's also the first African-American man.
Oh, my gosh.
That you've... dated.
That's got nothing to do with it.
That's got to make you super nervous.
No, but he's so freaking hot.
Yeah, see?
Like, it's not even that. If he was equal, like, any other race or whatever, and he was as hot as this person is, I would be equally as nervous. I'm just so scared to not be what he's looking for and then be ghosted again or, you know, dumped again. And it's just, like...
Has he seen a picture of you with short hair?
Yes. The last time I was on Tinder months ago, I was very honest about what I look like.
Yeah.
My shaved head was there. I had a full body picture. You knew how curvy I was. I was very honest with who I am.
And what are you worried about?
I don't know.
I think your hair now, though, it's at a weird, awkward stage, like you would put it, right? It's like at an in-between point to where it's almost to where it's manageable, where you can have like a short hairstyle, but it's kind of in between right now.
It's in
and
between.
It's, like if your hair was long and you were where you like it, you wouldn't have that kind of anxiety, would you?
No, it's still, it has, I don't think it has anything to do with my hair.
You don't?
Mm-mm. It's not about that. It's about, you know, is there going to be a connection? Is there not? Like,
but why more anxiety now than you did with prior people?
Different caliber. I'm telling you, this person, with what this person has done, and I don't want to say too much because of, you know, respect of who he is. And I'm not saying he's like this, you know, professional, whatever, but, you know, he's successful and I don't want to overstep that boundary.
Based on what he's told you.
Yeah. Also accurate.
Yeah. See, so
but
I mean,
if it
this
is
be...
that way or if it isn't that way, like, still, I want to be respectful of that.
Yeah.
But it's still like the dating game. Like, you're lucky. You've been with Emily for 13 years.
Yeah.
You are so incredibly lucky that you don't have to date in this time. And producer JP knows because he's only been with Heidi for 4 years. So he knows what dating in this age is like, and it sucks.
It sucks.
Back when I was dating, none of the apps were around.
Exactly.
I remember going into a... is that my phone making that
yeah,
noise?
Bro, that's you. It's not me.
Oh. I remember going into... that'd be the chat room where you say single, white, male, 23, looking, right? And you hope to get a
on
message.
On your desktop.
Yeah, on the desktop computer.
Yeah.
And you'd hope to get a direct message back from somebody, mm-hmm. right? From preferably a female. And then you exchange photos and you'd that, right?
Yeah. It's not like that anymore.
No, it's not.
It's not. And like you are one left swipe away from feeling like you're not good enough. Like it sucks. And I think
you should just say fuck it, right?
Yeah.
Not worry about it. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Don't be worrying about it so much, you know? I mean, if you set up the date, don't be nervous about it. I mean, there's going to be a little bit of nerves, but just go on it. And because I think when you have all that anxiety and all that built up, that's going to kind of just make it even more
awkward.
Oh,
it's making it so much worse.
Yeah.
And I know that. I know all of that. But this is my reality. This is how everything is for me anymore. And I hate to always say it, but it is. You know, I was told for... 2.5 years that I was never going to be good enough. I'm not good enough in all of these things. And that's why, like, to bring it full circle, that's why verbal, emotional, and mental domestic violence sometimes is so much worse, because they don't break your bones. They don't break your skin. They break your spirit. And your spirit is so hard to mend that I am terrified of still not being good enough and or being put in that same situation again. Because it takes months for you to know if somebody is that type of person. You know, and it sucks. And I'm terrified. He is so far he seems to be a very nice, genuine person.
I know, but like if you've been on a few dates with him and you're really like him knowing who the real person is.
Yeah.
I mean, and wanting it to work out. But I mean, this is based on
a
social media app, man.
That's the other thing, though. Like, I don't know this person, right? I don't know who they are, and that's scary, too.
You can't allow him to affect your life like that, then.
Oh, if it wasn't him, it'd be something else. You know? Like, do I have gas in my car? Do I need to go get gas in the morning? But is the nanny going to be on the time? Because if the nanny's not on time, then I'm not going to have enough time to go get gas. So do I need to text her and tell her that she needs to be here early? Like, that's my life. Every day. If it's not this person distracting me, taking up my anxiety, trust me, my brain will find something else. Mm. It's just the way that it works.
Yeah.
And that is the life of anxiety. Mm. That's me in a nutshell. But other than that, it went great. He did text me back, which is awesome.
Well, you have to let us know.
I was going...
Are you doing a coffee date? Or are you doing like a...
I don't know, because I need to call him. But also, he's not calling me. And I don't want to chase somebody. See, that's the other problem, is I don't want to chase somebody. Okay, you like to call, so why don't you pick up the fucking phone?
That's a good point.
Right?
Why didn't he just FaceTime you back?
Right.
Yeah.
So why am I don't want to chase somebody.
Because he's really a 300-pound white man living in his parents' basement.
That would be the most...
Yeah, hold on. I got Neve Schulman.
Disappointing. Right? And that's what Neve would say. Like, he's not... But he also wants to FaceTime. I just, you know, he's busy, I'm busy.
He says that, and then every time you would try to FaceTime him, he would never be able to get a hold of him.
See, I'm too chicken shit to actually FaceTime him.
Yeah. That's why I say do it now.
No, I'm not going to do it now. He'd be like, hey, what are you doing? I'm at work hanging out with the guys.
I just want to check in and say, hey, you want to get coffee tomorrow?
No, I can't.
Do it.
I can't. I absolutely cannot.
Oh, man. I think I know. I think I get it, Cheyenne. And correct me if I'm wrong. But I think, if I can use an analogy here, you are scared of putting in the time and the effort, let's say, to make like a cake, right? And then you take a bite of the cake and it's sardines. It's not what you expected.
That
too. You spend all this time.
Yeah.
And then it sucks.
It sucks. And he's not like...
When you want to find that out now,
then
allow something to go for a few weeks and then start building feelings based on... A text conversation.
Well, yeah, but we don't even text that much. Like when we and I
mean, you built up in what in your head of what this guy is, and you just spewed it out to us.
Yes.
He's very successful and this and very hot, very good looking.
He's so hot. You've seen pictures of him. You know he's attractive.
You showed me a picture. Yeah. But I didn't see his body or anything.
I've never seen his body either.
But you have this image built up in your head, that may not even be him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you heard his voice?
No. He's a good looking dude.
He's a good looking dude.
Yeah. He's a very good looking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
It's a game of chicken at this point. You FaceTime me. No, you FaceTime me.
I'm terrified.
Just FaceTime. We'll stay quiet.
Yeah. No.
We'll stay quiet.
Hardly make a peep.
No, I can't. I want to throw up thinking about it. And I'm not being exaggerative. This is truly how I'm feeling.
Just do it.
No.
And then hang up real quick if you...
No. What?
I just want to know if he's going to answer or not.
No.
I'm intrigued. I'm more so on the, that's not what he looks like.
I will FaceTime him when Easton takes a nap today. I will do that.
Take a screenshot.
It tells you.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Not on FaceTime on the phone.
Yes, it does.
No. Yeah, let's FaceTime.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll FaceTime you.
Okay.
You think it does not show?
I'm pretty sure it does. I'm feeling like it does. Okay.
Screenshot it.
Okay. I feel like you're going to tell me it doesn't either way. Oh, shoot. Yeah, it's the top button, right?
Top two.
Top. Did it tell you?
No. Here, let me do it to me.
Okay.
Did it tell you?
No. Okay. No,
exactly.
Okay.
So then take a screenshot.
No, I still can't do that.
Why?
God, I'm so uncomfortable. You know how uncomfortable I felt saving his picture just to show you guys? Like, it makes me feel so weird.
Why?
Because it just does. Because I wouldn't want somebody doing that to me. You know what I mean?
What? Taking a screenshot?
Yeah, or like... I don't know. What if he's having this conversation with people, you know? I don't know.
He's having the same conversation. Hang on. So everything that we've discussed, you think on his end, he's having the same conversation with his friends.
No, he's definitely maybe about like with his mom.
About this girl.
No, not like the same thing, but like, you know, well, what does she look like? Well, how do you know that's what she looks like? Or, hey, screenshot it so we can see who she is.
Why don't you just take the initiative of FaceTiming him?
I said I would
do it. Screenshot it so we can see what he looks like. I'm sure everything's legit. But until that happens, I'm more so going to be like, this guy is not who he says he is.
I'm so scared. And this is the other, like, this is the issue with online dating, you know, like dating from apps.
You know, there's two possible scenarios that are not ideal for you.
Oh, shit.
The dude, he's like some fat dude in his parents' basement, right?
Right.
That says he wants to FaceTime, but you never get a hold of him, right? Because that makes it seem more legit if he says, oh, I only FaceTime, I don't text, right?
Yeah.
Then there's the dude that only FaceTimes because he's so good looking. And
why does that end bad for me?
No, because he's got so many ladies.
Oh, okay.
That he's, you know, he's got a whole roster of ladies.
So he needs you to FaceTime him, right? So he knows who he's talking to.
So he wants to add you. Maybe he lost number 10. He wants to add you down here, right? And that's why
they call that a roster.
Yeah, a roster right?
Of women.
You're batting. Your starting order. Your starting lineup. Right.
Yeah.
He's got his number one all the way to 10.
You are not making me number feel better.
Number 10
about
dropped
myself.
Off. Right. That's why he's so hard to get a hold of.
That's not making you know, me feel good at all.
And I feel like I told you that a while ago. Mm-hmm. I think I told you that last week or this weekend when we talked that he's got other ladies probably talking to. Right.
Yeah.
He has lineup. He's that good looking. Any lady's gonna show up at the. Come on over.
I know. That's true.
Right? And
he knows he can't just come on over.
If number one doesn't show up, number two's on vacation, he goes to number three.
Wow, that doesn't make me feel good at all.
I'm starting lineup.
This is why
man.
I don't want to call him. What if that is the case?
Well, you can find out real quick.
How? How am I supposed to know that? People have affairs for years.
What did I tell you? If he's a legitimately single dude that was looking, you can get with him any Friday, Saturday night. You can pick a day, and he will make himself available.
That's
but
true.
Once you start making plans, and you're being pushed like 3 weeks out, something else is going on.
I mean, he did say, like, on Friday, I was like, hey, do you want to get lunch next week? And he was like, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's good,
Why
right?
Why don't you be like, hey, how's Tuesday work?
Because Tuesday doesn't work for me.
How's Wednesday work?
I gotta go to the gym. Now I'm making excuses.
Now you're making excuses.
I'm so freaking worried.
You're going to try and push this thing out like 3 weeks so you can drop how much weight?
More than I have.
Yeah, see, exactly. She's going to push it out a few weeks. Because then that comes down to the anxiety, right? Are you anxious now because of not being good enough is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. He's seen pictures of you. Just go to lunch.
Know,
who cares?
But...
You're not going to be the picture perfect person in 3 weeks anyway.
Yeah, but I might feel a little bit better about myself.
Stop. Stop it.
This is terrifying.
If he doesn't like you
Aren't
now.
Aren't you glad you're married?
Well, yeah.
Sucks.
But no, just he's seen the pictures of you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't like you now, then fuck him.
That's true.
Because, I mean, what happens, you don't want that dude in your life that's going to poke you in your fat and be like you're fat, right?
Yeah,
you don't want that.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No, I've had that. That sucks.
Exactly. So why do you want that?
I am now. So, like.
Stop. Knock it off.
Yeah, knock it off.
This is why I would rather just be by myself. This is how bad this sucks.
Yeah.
Like so much.
I say you just with any of these dudes, just say fuck it. Go out and if they don't like you for you.
Is a lunch date weird though? Like should I just try to go to dinner?
No. Take advantage of the free lunches, man. Any dude that's gonna be a gentleman is gonna buy you lunch.
Well, yeah, but I mean also like free dinner. Dinners are better than lunch. But
well,
I also
is he
eat dinner
child
so damn
too,
early. No. See, and that's the other thing is I could do it while Easton's in preschool.
Yeah.
And I don't got to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I know it doesn't work this way, Cheyenne, but if you could just take it for face value, just go have lunch with them and have fun with another human.
That are not you guys. No offense.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You're like, God, please go get lunch with somebody else.
Yeah.
For the love of God.
Leave us alone, man. You have to find another dude.
I don't want tacos.
We need another dude to hang out with. Go out there.
Saying that.
We're just throwing the bait out there. Let's find some good dude. You're our bait, Cheyenne. You'll find a dude. But if you are a good dude, you can text us at 22101.
Yeah.
Use the word good dude. We'll send you Cheyenne's Tinder profile.
Yeah, producer JP will reach out.
Who knows? Maybe the date goes good and then we could all be a foursome and do some golf.
That's right.
It's true.
For the second date.
That's right.
It's true. We were supposed to do that like two dudes ago and we never did.
Never did.
He also ghosted me. There's a trend.
There's a trend. You knock that off.
Oh, man.
You go find yourself a good man
I'm
and
so
don't
sweaty.
Don't think you're not good enough.
This sucks.
All right. Final word, Cheyenne.
Stop fucking ghosting people.
Yeah, it's not cool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.